أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Still in this ayat that we are discussing, further in this ayat Allah Ta'ala says, Allah is the one who created you and all those who were before you as well. And in the world, we find till today nobody has taken responsibility for the creation of man besides Allah Ta'ala. We as parents, our children, we know we can never ever create them. We can't make our own eyes. Where are we going to make the eyes of our children? Only Allah has claimed this, and Allah is 100% true in this claim that He alone is the creator. And in this creation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which we just take very superficially that Allah has created us, but if we look into the detail, which can of course never ever be exhausted also. For example, a Canadian doctor very many years ago wrote about the formation of a child in the womb of the mother, the various stages the child goes through. And then he asked if there is anyone in the world who can give some light on this, but not from a medical point of view, because that they have got enough. With all their saunas and all the x-rays and all the knowledge about how a child is formed from any other source. A Malaysian doctor wrote to him, and the references of the ayats of the Quran Sharif he wrote, where in many ayats in detail Allah explains how the child from the drop of the sperm goes further into the next stage, into the next stage, and then a child is formed. And then life comes into the child, which means ruh comes after about 4 months, 4 months, 10 days. So when this Malaysian doctor wrote, this Canadian doctor accepted Islam, and till today his investigations are carrying on, and very, very fascinating and astonishing that what the Quran Sharif, and in fact he said that 1400 years ago, when there was no knowledge outwardly about the formation of a child in the womb, and the Quran Sharif spelled it out so much in detail and with so much perfection, it can nothing be but the word of the creator and the maker of the child, and that is Allah Ta'ala. And his textbooks are still taught at many universities, in medical schools. Anyway, so this is Allah Ta'ala who has created us and created all those of before also. Also from this ayat, as we had explained, for a believer in the Quran, there is no question of entertaining in any way Darwin's theory of evolution, that man was a monkey and he evolved and slowly became a human being. Because Allah has clearly, categorically stated, it is Allah who has created us and all those before us also. And every detail of the creation of man, nobody can ever make anything like what Allah Ta'ala has made. So anyway, Allah is the one who has created us, and from that point of view also, it is completely understandable that Allah has commanded us that we must worship Him, and we have no choice in that, because Allah alone is our creator. We have done nothing even for ourselves. We haven't made one nail of ours. We haven't made one hair of ours. Everything Allah Ta'ala has made, and then He created us to worship Him. And that is what is actually needed, that complete servitude and devotion to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But Allah Ta'ala has set the structure of deen in such a way that whoever will practice it, it must be only for Allah, but the full benefit is for us. Allah does not benefit in any way whatsoever. And Islam is that beautiful and perfect way of life Allah has given, that only our benefit. Like for example, alcohol is haram in Islam, and we all know the terrible consequences of alcohol on any and every person. Like that, interest Allah has made haram, which is just another name for making the rich richer and the poor poorer. An Islamic structure is distribution of wealth, so that every person can get a free chance to have a fair share in the wealth that is there. Like that, every other aspect of deen, whether it be wudu and the various parts of the various aspects of wudu, it is only for our health, to stay in a state of purity, not to be in janabat, to be pure is only good for us. So every aspect of deen is only good for us. And all this Allah Ta'ala says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ تَاكِ تُمْ پَرْهِزْغَارْ بَنْ جَاؤُ. That Allah has ordered us to worship Him, that we realize He is our Creator, we really only can and only should worship Him, and again the benefit of it, that we will acquire taqwa. And this taqwa, that is the opening stages of taqwa, is to believe in Allah as Allah is, that we don't associate any partners to Allah. We realize the greatness of Allah and the great qudrat of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. And that is, again, taqwa is great honor for a person. When a person doesn't have that beginning stages of taqwa, and na'uzu billah, he worships idols, what a great stupidity, and how man has lowered than himself, that Allah who has created him and created everything for him, and he makes an idol with his own hand, and then he goes and worships that idol. There couldn't be anything more stupid than that, and worshipping only Allah, who is that great mighty being, whose qualities are unlimited, Allah's beauty, Allah's qudrat of creation, how Allah Ta'ala makes tarbiyat and nurtures everyone. We see this happening all the time. A little baby is born to us, and we see that child, how it's not the parents who can look after the child, who can make the tarbiyat of the child. How Allah from stage to stage takes the child until he becomes an adolescent, he becomes a young man, he gets married, he has children. All this only Allah is the doer. So all this is in front of us, and if a person worships only Allah, is the great honor of a person. And then again, and the final stages of taqwa is ihsan, that a person worships Allah, has reached Allah to that level, that as though he can see Allah Ta'ala. And for the beginning to get this reality of this oneness of Allah, Allah has prescribed his ibadah. Any person who will carry on making the ibadah of Allah Ta'ala and making sure it is ibadah, Allah will bless him with this tawheed, this belief in Allah. And then the final stages, again a case where we can't just see one ayat, but we see all the ayat, the whole Quran. In order to reach the stage of ihsan, Allah is prescribing the other ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. Again, to acquire taqwa, the final stages of taqwa. And that is when we will stay with those righteous and pious people who are devoted to Allah, and we stay in their company, then we will reach that stage of ihsan. That not only in our namaz we will be thinking of Allah, but every action all the time Allah will be in our thoughts. But our condition at the moment is still that even in namaz our thoughts are not with Allah. And we have to work to that level, that when we are eating also, we are busy making shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me this food. A person has a good night's sleep, when he wakes up, he makes shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me this sleep. When he goes to sleep, also with this yaqeen, that only you can give me this sleep, nobody else. Everything, whether he's in his house and he's locking his doors, then also with Bismillah, that only you can protect me. When he steps out of his house, again he turns to Allah, only you can protect me all the time. So that level when a person reaches, then Allah fills his heart with nur and happiness in every way. So Allah has prescribed all this for us It is now for us ready on the table for us to consume it and enjoy it and get the full benefit of it. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.